Thank you for the hold. My name's Mercedes, the supervisor on the floor. How may I help you?
I got my auto bill. I've been trying to figure this out, and that is why I have not made my payment. But I have to make it today because I'm late. I wanted to get this settled first. I have a charge. I have several charges that were not supposed to be on it, but this one in particular gave me your telephone number. It shows up as TN Deals, TNR Deals. Let me see. Oh, crap. Oh, I just had it all out here with that guy. There we go. I wanted to give you a quick information. In just a second here.
Yes, ma'am. Take your time. Just let me know whenever you find it.
Oh, come on, you guys. Well, good grief. No, it's not even... Oh, I'm going to get mad in a minute.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm still here. Just let me know whenever you're ready.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the damn thing, and it's not showing up for some reason. There we go. Okay, now I got the right page. It is. It says... Oh, crap. Well, I thought it was coming up the right page. Oh, this is nuts. TN Deals on July 1st. And it said it was for $59.95. The phone number was the number I dialed. And I believe that was 888-404-2658. He said he can't find anything, but these are the only numbers that show up on my credit card.
Okay, yes, ma'am. May I please have your zip code to try to pull up your name? I'm not familiar with that company, but I will look for you.
56554. That's Lake Park, Minnesota.
Yeah, yeah. First and last name, please.
Ellen Joyce Stone. S-T-O-N-E.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm trying to look for the names now.
Oh, come on. Let's see.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Could you please spell your last name for me again?
S-T-O-N-E.
Okay, yes, ma'am. S-P as in Paul, O-N-E.
No, what?
Could you please spell
what?
It again? I was barely heard
what,
you.
For my last name? Are you
yes,
talking
ma'am.
About my last name? S like Sam, T like Tom, O, N like Nancy, E like a rock.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Just one moment. And what day did you charge?
This is on July 1st. This is true. My account.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm still looking through the names now.
Mm-hmm. I think it was listed under. Now I don't even see it. Pending payments or something. Um,
stop explaining all that.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I am having trouble pulling up your name. May I please have your email address to try to pull up your name?
lpmn60.hf@google.com.
Gmail?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So I'm not locating anything under the email address. Have you reached out to your bank yet, your financial institute?
That's where they said to call this number, and I'm supposed to try to reach him first.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I can try one more thing. It's the last four digits of your card number. But if I don't locate anything, I will leave my name again and my station ID number. So once you call your bank back, you can let them know that you did reach out to the company and they wasn't able to locate anything. So they can go ahead and start your dispute process.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. May I please have the last four digits?
Yeah, 6628.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for that.
This is nuts.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I will need you to reach out to your financial institute because I'm not locating anything under your name.
Yeah, crap. Okay.
Okay, yes, ma'am. My name is Mercedes, and my ID number is 18.
Oh, just a second. Wait a minute. My pen quit,
yes,
right. Just a second. Sorry. Okay, Mercedes, and the number and your ID
is 18129 17.
917. Okie dokie. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer support. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the other gentleman was very patient with me and was trying his damnedest, but he couldn't find it either. So I give up. That's it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Yeah. Bye.